Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
All right, I'll admit it. I waste a lot of time on TikTok. And my For You page, all of a sudden, this guy pops up, and it's Dad, How Do I? His name is Rob Kenny. And he joins us now. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, Wendy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I am just really intrigued by everything I saw. The one I came upon, the video, was you teaching the viewer how to tie a tie. And so then I looked into you a little bit, and your father left when, what, you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was 14. Thankfully, we reconciled in the end, so that's part of why I share that part of the story. And I think it has given me a level of empathy that I wouldn't otherwise have because I went through that.
Yeah, my dad died when I was 10. And, you know, sometimes there are kids and adults out there who didn't have a father figure. You do have two grown children of your own, correct?
Yeah. My daughter's 33 and she's married, and my son is 30 and he was recently married as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't think you really set out to give dad advice on the internet, did you?
I did not. No, I thought I'd have. I started during the pandemic in 2020, in April of 2020, and I thought I'd have 30 or 40 followers, and I'm sticking with that story because that is the truth. I didn't know it would be what it is today.
Oh, you have totally gone viral. How many? Well, you have a lot of platforms, too. You have your YouTube channel. Was that the first thing that was set up?
Yeah, that was the first one, and I have almost 5.5 million followers on YouTube. So that's my largest platform, and then I have TikTok and Instagram and Facebook.
All right, and you also do a podcast?
I did a podcast for a time. That's
okay.
On hold now. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, yeah, sure. How do you have the time? how do you come up with these ideas? I mean, you've helped people figure out how to save money. You give Wednesday wisdom. How do you come up with all these ideas? Are there some requests from some of your viewers?
Yeah, in anything and everything, I get requests. I also, you know, they're my Wisdom Wednesday. A lot of times, it's something maybe I'm going through. I'm like, what's that good quote about that I can share because it may be something I happen to be going through at the time, and just trying to pass along some things. You know, that a lot of stuff I learned the hard way. There's so much I can teach. Like you said, I do Money Mondays. I'm not always consistent with the Money Mondays, but I try to put those out, and then I have, you know, I talk about tools, trying to walk you through tools, and then basic car maintenance. So I think it's limitless. There's so many things that I feel like I could talk about as long as people are willing to listen.
Well, I'll tell you, when I need to do something like how to fix a running toilet, I hit the internet, and that's something that, Dad, how do I? You will give some basic plumbing tips as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I came up with the name Dad, How Do I? Because I pictured one of my kids in the other room saying, Dad, how do I? And then I'd come fix it. Or at least I'd try to fix it. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. I know how to do a little bit of everything.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Who taught you to do all this stuff?
I learned a lot just the hard way through trial and error. I learned a lot from my brother. So when my dad left, I was 14. My brother was 23, so he was just a kid himself. Him and his wife Karen, my brother Rick and his wife Karen took me in. And he was a journeyman cabinet maker throughout his life, so I learned a lot of things through him as well.
Homemade whipped cream, did he teach you that? Did you come up with your own recipe, and how do you do it?
His wife is very a very good cook, so I learned from a lot of things from Karen just by observing her.
And homemade whipped cream, can you tell us?
Well, it's super simple. You just use heavy whipping cream. You want to you want to chill your bowl and chill your blender as well, the whisk or whatever you're going to use, and then I add powdered sugar. Some people just keep it, just use the heavy whipping cream, and you just run the blender, and it just thickens on its own. It's actually fun to watch.
It is, because all of a sudden you see these peaks come up, and you're like, wow, how did that liquid turn to this fluffy, wonderful thing?
And it never gets old. I like, every time I do, I'm like, this is so cool.
All right, so homemade whipped cream you have on here. Do you have other recipes? Do you cook?
I do.
You do everything. You really do.
I try to. You know, I was a bachelor at a fairly young age. My brother and his wife moved away when I was a senior in high school. So I actually lived on my own as a senior in high school. So, I had to learn how to cook. And so, I'm not the greatest cook, but I learned a lot of things. And there's so much on the internet anymore you can learn. But I'm just trying to pass along a lot of my go-to recipes that I learned a lot of it the hard way again.
Yeah. Give us some of your favorite recipes.
I love pizza, and I go to Trader Joe's pizza dough. Works amazing, makes your life easy, and it's fairly easy to make. I was always good at making popcorn. That's a pretty easy snack. I'm one of eight kids, and wow. So I'm number 10. And so my older siblings always said I was the best at making popcorn. I didn't know it was a ploy to get me to make the popcorn. I always thought I was the best popcorn maker, but...
Do you remember Jiffy Pop when you were growing up? Yeah, that was always super fun.
Yeah, exactly. There's just a lot of different things. Lasagna was probably the first thing I made. I actually took a cooking class when I was in junior high, and lasagna was something I learned how to make. I haven't actually showed that on my channel yet, but I will someday.
I think it's time. How to replace a door seal. That comes in handy during the winter. I'm going to do that when I get home today. I got to stop and pick one up. The door, the bottom of the door is, it's hanging low. So, and so dad jokes too. They're part of this.
Yeah, of course. you got to have the full dad experience, the full cringy dad experience. I try to, pick the best ones, that I think that I've kind of filtered through. I don't, some of them I go to, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of bad, but I'm struggling to find one today. So.
All right. And tips on how to buy a Christmas tree and how to decorate. I mean, you really run the gamut. Jack of all trades is certainly the case with you.
Yeah, I just had to, you just kind of learn things. I remember, and I share this, so I wrote a book too. I share this in my book about having to build a fence. I just had to figure it out. I didn't know what I was doing, but our fence got knocked down. And so I'm like, okay, I can't afford to hire somebody. I got to go out and try to figure this out. And just, and at the time, again, there weren't near the resources that there are now on the internet. Back when I was, I'm 61. And so when I was younger, I was just trying to figure things out and hope it looked good. And, a big thing was making sure things are level. That came in handy. Understanding, boy, if you just keep checking and making sure things are level, then it tends to turn out looking decent.
This is not just for kids, people, because how to jump a car, how to jump start a car, unclog a drain, how to use tools. And the book is called Dad, How Do I? Practical Dad Advice for Everyday Tasks and Successful Living. And your YouTube channel, I just wanted to say, great job. You really have helped a lot of people. Do you get a lot of feedback? What's your, the age of your audience, would you guess?
So they give you the analytics, so you can see. So it averages 18 to 35 I start off my channel or start off my videos by saying, hey kids, but it's a term of endearment, it's funny because I'll have 20 year old saying I'm not a kid, and I'm like, well, but then I also have 80 year old kids that love being called a kid, and so it's kind of all over the place, and it's fun. I really enjoy it. I'm so grateful for the platform that I've been given to be able to try to, break things down and make them fairly simple so that people can feel. So it's ultimately about the people, trying to empower them to figure out how to do things for themselves. And then also, I try to teach people to be good humans as well. You can learn and learn all these things, but then be a jerk. And
right.
I don't want to do that just because you're a know-it-all now. I prefer that you go out and teach other people and be humble about it.
You are just such an inspiration, and I thought you were someone we should know. So congratulations on the success. I'm one of 5 million that follows you. And he's Rob Kenny, Dad, How Do I? So great to meet you, Rob. Wishing you a wonderful 2026.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate that. I got to say one little quick thing. My very first interview was with somebody in Chicago. I can't recall who it was. So people thought I was actually from Chicago.
Oh.
At the time. But, so that's why where that stemmed from. If you ever see some, there's so many memes about me. They say I'm from Chicago. I'm actually in the Seattle area. But anyway, just thought I'd throw that out.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm curious as to who it was. I will look into that. Thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate it.